Greetings from the city of peace, Yerushalayim. It doesn't feel so peaceful right now, but this city is the city of peace. Peace of God. Peace between God and man, and horizontal peace. We get to it after Bible prophecy will play its role, and after the gift of God will be fully received. So, Father, we thank you in the name of Yeshua. You are with us. Bless this short devotional today in your precious name. Amen. In Yeshayah, or Isaiah chapter 29, is a very interesting starting to this chapter. And if you read it in English, it kind of leaves you ambiguous. But let's start with verse 1, and that's what we want to talk about. Woe unto Ariel. Ariel is, of course, the lion of God. Woe unto Ariel, the city where David dwelt. And it's literally, he had his resting place, or he pitched up his tent, or... Yeah, it also means to dwell. Add year to year, and let them kill sacrifices. Pretty literally, it means... Yeah, add year to year. I can work with that phrase. It leaves a question. Why would there be a need to say add year to year? When you have 12 months, then starts a new year, another month, and it's automatically year is after another year. Well, some people could say that it might mean let things roll the way they are, nothing new, just let it continue. But in Hebrew, I mean in Israel, we have a situation that if we go according to the biblical calendar, which the modern Israeli religious system does not do, but if you go according to the biblical calendar, we only know in the springtime, are we supposed to add the year this time? Are we supposed to close the year at this month in the spring or add an extra month? It depends if the barley is ready. The barley decides everything. So add a year to year, that means... In this context, it can mean, are we supposed to add the 13th month, called Adar Bet, second Adar, or no? Even a couple of weeks prior, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, it looked very much like the barley would not be ready. But in Israel, we have this biblical garden called Neot Kedumim. And they measure the barley. They send people to different places to check out the barley near Tel Aviv, Ariel, Yerushalayim. And they were witnessing, amazingly, yesterday, the barley seems to be ready. It's already turning more brown. Amazing. So add year to year, barley is there. By the way, barley is a very big deal in Israel, a very big deal, because barley is a picture of resurrection. It's the barley sheaf, the first day of the week after Passover, that had to be woven. I know there's a lot of confusion about it, and the later teachers say, no, it's the first day after the Passover. No, it's the first day of the week. And... I'm not going to go into it deeper, but I could. And that was the practice as long as the priesthood had any power, the Tzadokai priesthood, They always did the ceremony that way 2,000 years ago. So Barley decides it's a resurrection of the Messiah, the one who paid for everything, who fulfilled the law, who laid down his life for us who are guilty. It is that resurrection barley. He is the resurrection barley that changes everything. He's the newness. He's the power of the Passover. Work is finished. And now there is something new. Let me say another little thing here that's interesting. In Israeli culture today, we have this custom that we go and look for crumbs and bread, breadcrumbs, if there's anything left between the bookshelves or in some corner. And it's even done on purpose to the children, that they can go and look for some breadcrumbs, and if they find anything, they get a little reward, and it's like a game. It's really interesting. But the idea is to get your house really clean of all the hametz. Hametz is in English. What is hametz in English? Leaven. Yeah, leaven. But consider the first Passover. There are secrets there that are in no other Passover. That night when they left Egypt, they not only left the leaven behind, they left the whole house behind. And they took the unleavened bread and walked out of Egypt. And then the next night, they were really feasting. The first night they were enjoying the lamb and the bitter herbs and these things to get strength to get out. But there's not really any feasting in Egypt. That's the point. They left the whole house. So when we, by faith, turn from sin, accept the gift of God, we're actually walking out of the whole house, which is called the old creation. And that's the way God sees us. You're not anymore what you used to be. You don't have to go and fix that old house. Leave it behind. Walk into the new. And now you can walk clean. By His strength, by His power, one step at a time. The new creation is also unbelievable power, because the Holy Spirit empowers the new. He doesn't empower fixing of the old. It's a walk into the new. Now, this is a big topic. Just wanted to throw it as we talk about the Passover. Okay, wanted to emphasize one thing here. When October 7th war 2023 started, the background of this was that Israel and Saudi Arabia were very close to coming into this peace, which in one way I understand economic benefits, but in some way it can be also very, very deceptive. If Israel is demanded to make certain concessions in terms of the land, it's most dangerous. But anyway, Israel was very close to normalization with Saudi Arabia. It's rather the other way. Saudi was close to normalizing with Israel. Okay, and then started this war. Hamas started it by the will of Persia, which is called, what is it called today? Iran. Yes, Iran. Okay, so after that war, was initiated, 2 years of fighting in Gaza, and also in the northern front, the Arabic neighbors that we have here that we're talking about, Emirates and Kuwait and Oman and Saudi and so on and so on, most of them, not Morocco so much, but most of them were very angry, upset with Israel when they looked at the picture, what is happening in Gaza. And if you went by sight, absolutely, it looked horrific. And the people had to go back and forth from their homes. But the reason was simple, because almost every home was a military target that Hamas was using, and they had weapons under the beds and children's rooms. And besides all that, under the whole city was another underground city. So many floors and ammunition, and the whole place was full of terror. What could Israel do otherwise? Okay, that was a scene then. Now, when Iran this time is shooting rockets to our neighborhood, hitting even Saudi Arabia, even Qatar, if you can believe, Qatar has been targeted and hit, and Oman and these other countries, they are beginning to understand Israel has a cause, and secondly, Iran is not our friend. We have the same religion with different ideas in it, Sunni, Shiite, different ideas, same religion, but this is not going well. And this has brought the Saudi neighbors closer to Israel. So last Friday, he's also a doctor, but President Trump, he's honorary doctor and president, he was speaking at a Saudi event, business event in Florida last Friday, and he spoke directly. I don't know if Saudi Prince MBS was present or not, or it was by electronic devices, but he spoke directly to him. And he said, "It is time." What was he emphasizing? It is time. He was saying, "You've been thinking about joining Abrahamic Accords. Now it's time to do it." What is this Iran war all about? Is it about Israel's right to exist? Absolutely. Is it about American interest? Oh, yes. All these components are there. Is it also making the world more safe? I believe so. Yes, from this perspective. But there's another perspective. It's also about Middle East peace, Saudi peace with Israel, normalization, and a more peaceful world, which is not, by the way, in biblical terms, but the way that man wants to have peace. Now, we understand that peace is a noble idea. The thousand-year kingdom of the Messiah is a kingdom of peace. Peace is a great idea. But if Israel is cornered, that Israel has to give up lands for this peace, or its rights for this place where we are, then it is a dangerous peace, as prophesied, and we don't go in detail to these prophecies deeper today, but really that is the case. So these are big events, important times, what is happening. The question about the Hormuz is very big. Is America going to go all in with ground troops? What will happen? Yeah. I pray for our leader, Prime Minister Netanyahu. We call him Bibi. It's kind of an endearing name, Bibi. That's what he was called when he was young by his brother who died. So Bibi is like an honorary title almost. I pray for him. We pray for him. We pray for President Trump. President Trump was wonderful also in another way, besides giving help to Israel in these battles. He was supporting a lady called Päivi Räsänen. Räsänen is a wonderful believer in Helsinki. Actually, he lives in a town called Riihimäki. But she is in the parliament of Finland trying to hold the biblical morality up. And the courts of the Supreme Court judged her to be criminal. They're not putting her to jail, but she has to pay a fine, and she's demanded that she has to pull back some writings. She has to pull back things that she wrote down. Is she going to do it? We'll see. But when this unbelievable injustice was done against her, person that is like sheep, she is the kindest person and instigating nothing against any people group, just stating what is the biblical viewpoint, even a medical viewpoint in her view. Okay, they're framing her. She's a wolf. She is no wolf. But Trump stood up in support. So did American Embassy for this courageous lady and the one bishop called Pohjola. Pohjola is a bishop who was also in the same church fellowship. So God bless these wonderful people. So Trump was supportive. American Embassy was supportive. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Europe is so prideful, so arrogant, blatantly arrogant. When it was American Minister of War Hegseth who was speaking in Europe, and he was kind of giving them, I believe it was him, yeah, saying that Europe is losing their position. They're losing their, like we would say, salt has lost its savor. They can't stand against these evil things anymore. They're losing their moral. Europe didn't like it. They were upset. Europe is so arrogant. Europe just needs to be reminded, you don't have the Supreme Court. Helsinki doesn't have the Supreme Court. They do, but there's another Supreme Court. It's up in heaven. And the terms of the Supreme Court are here. This is a reminder to the whole world. But it's not only about the Supreme Court. Also, it's about the supreme salvation that is offered to everybody, whom the heavenly court could condemn, but the heavenly court doesn't offer condemnation. The heavenly court offers grace, mercy, justification from all sin. That's the good news. So let me wrap up this whole thing with 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And there's a beautiful, beautiful verse that it's good to read at this Passover season. Start chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even a Messiah our Passover is sacrificed for us. We have the Passover sacrifice. But why leaven is important to put away? Because leaven kills the feast. Leaven, evil, old life, sinful life, sinfully what we are in ourselves without the outside of the grace of God, that kills the joy. Verse 8, therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. That's the new life. We have the new creation. We have the Passover. So, the most important thing is keep abiding in Him. By grace, by His power, just everything we need He has. Everything we need He's ready to offer. Our sinfulness may bring us to depression if we look at ourselves. But we're not supposed to stare at ourselves, but to give everything to Him. Here I am, Lord. I need to be washed. I need to be cleansed. Be all you can be for me, in me, and through me to others. Let me live this exciting life with you. Let me not be alone. Okay, so blessed Passover to everyone. Thank you if you have been praying for Israel. Thank you so much. It's not easy to live under this pressure. May the Lord bring it a closer. When is His timing and the right timing? How much we need peace. But we also need God's solutions. And He knows what is the best. So bless you. Chag Sameach. Blessed Passover. God bless you.